We continue now with our series on the polygamist group known as the FLDS. That stands for the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Yesterday we heard about the group's dominance in two towns on the Utah-Arizona border. Today, its expansion into West Texas. In the town of El Dorado, the FLDS is building a new temple, complete with dormitories, that can house hundreds. Here's NPR's Wade Goodwin.
Even if you've never been to West Texas, in your mind's eye, you probably have an image of what it looks like. A dramatic desert landscape, canyons and hill country, a place where you're diminished by the sheer scale of emptiness. Welcome to El Dorado.
Well, it's just a typical West Texas small town, very laid back, very friendly.
Randy Mankin is the editor, publisher, janitor, and photographer of the town's newspaper, the El Dorado Success. About 2,000 people live here, a small outpost in the midst of limestone bluffs and Texas mesquite. 2 years ago, Mankin thought he'd had a big year of news. A tour bus crash killed 9 El Dorado senior citizens, and a rancher was attacked and killed by a swarm of Africanized honeybees. Pretty big stuff for a town this size.
So on New Year's Day of 2004, I told my wife, we will never see another year like 2003. And then on March the 15th of 2004, it's like an alien spaceship landed north of town, and it's literally been crazy ever since.
It was not an alien spaceship that landed north of El Dorado. It was a large contingent of polygamists. They call themselves the FLDS, the Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints. They bought 2,000 acres just outside of town, and they are building a settlement there. Visitors are definitely not welcome, so the only way to see it is by air. Judge James Doyle rolls back the hangar door at the El Dorado airstrip to reveal his Piper Cherokee 180. If you want to fly over the compound, Judge Doyle is your man.
Okay, we're departing 17. We'll make a left turn out to the east and then slightly northeast. We'll go back over the Mormon compound.
It takes only a few minutes and you're approaching the polygamous ranch. A magnificent white temple rises out of the desert and dominates the horizon. Then the settlement comes into view. Large log homes that look like hotel resort properties. Each is in excess of 25,000 square feet to hold the many members of each man's immediate family. Although Doyle has flown over this ranch dozens of times, it is impossible for him to look down and not be impressed.
All of this has been built in a year, or totally constructed in a year, and it's good quality work. I don't mean it's shoddy in any way. That temple is beautiful. All the log cabin-type houses, it's a top-notch construction.
Nobody knows exactly how many people are living there full-time now. 200 is the off-stated estimate, but it's just a guess. When the FLDS men originally came from Utah to buy the property, they pretended to be businessmen and said they were building a hunting retreat for corporate clients. They evidently weren't counting on the airborne neighborhood watch.
Lying in West Texas gets found out very easily and isn't forgotten very quickly.
Cindy Calley is a local rancher as well as the general manager of the county water district. While she was inspecting the water wells out at the FLDS ranch, Callie told the leader who was escorting her that they had made a mistake trying to play the Texans for fools. But it's the secrecy that gives people here the feeling that something wrong is going on up at the ranch.
I saw no women, no children. All of the blinds were drawn. You would think with a community that large that you would see women working, children playing, and a normal activity, and instead it was shut up kind of like a concentration camp.
And the way Cindy Calley sees it is the way many people in El Dorado see it, that something wrong is going on at the polygamist ranch.
And I cannot imagine my own self or my grown daughter being married at 14 or 15 to a much older man. That is just beyond me.
Well, we do know the group has a history of plural marriage. We know that they have a history of taking in underage brides.
Sheriff David Doran says he's watching things closely. He's been to the group's hometowns of Colorado City and Hilldale on the Utah-Arizona border, and he's built a relationship with the FLDS leaders on their ranch north of town. Doran has been out there nearly a dozen times.
Law enforcement has to act on probable cause, complaints, and evidence. And until we get a complaint, you know, we can't go forward with it.
Many are disgusted by the group's polygamy and sexual involvement with young teenage girls. There is also a concern that someday the FLDS might try to get involved in El Dorado politics, run their own candidates for sheriff and mayor. But there are also plenty of people here who believe that as long as they're not breaking the law, the group should be left alone, that what they do on their land is their business. Jim Martin is retired from 48 years at the electric cooperative, and he comes down more on the side of live and let live.
Of course, I want to be left alone, and I don't think any of us are wise enough to make decisions about what other people should do. I don't think we're even wise enough to make decisions what we should do, okay?
While West Texans are known for their directness, they're also famous for their irreverence. The local newspaper has made up baseball caps that have the outline of the state of Texas, a big lone star where the town sits, and across the top the words El Dorado, Polygamy Capital of Texas. Guitar picking is still popular out here, and insurance adjuster John Cartwright wrote a song that's become famous in town.
I can't sing and I can't play. I hope they told you that.
It's called The Plural Girl Blues.
Plural Girl Blues. Plural Girl Blues. Anniversary today and I can't remember whose. But them first few weddings I remember well. Lucille, Elizabeth, and Annabelle. And then Gracie and Maudie, I think Jennifer. After that, you know, it's kind of a blur. Plural Girl Blues. Plural Girl Blues. 13 pages, Lord of Honeydew.
In an effort to make things a little less hospitable to the FLDS, in Austin, the Texas legislature is considering a new law. Following Utah's lead, it would raise the age that a child could marry with parental consent from 14 to 16 years old. The proposed law would also make it illegal for stepfathers to marry their stepdaughters. Exactly how Sheriff David Doran would enforce these new statutes out at the FLDS compound, nobody knows. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
And you can learn more about the history of the FLDS and the group's authoritarian prophet, Warren Jeffs, at our website, npr.org.